Well, good evening. You know, one of the greatest things about being a facilitator, or moderator, or host, whatever my title is for this ICANN group, one of the greatest things is when everybody who is more than capable of doing what I'm doing, you guys are well beyond your years. What I so love is when you take charge. Nobody's talking about the weather. Such a very, very, very boring, I mean, lull me to sleep topic. It's my good grief. Come on, folks. But nobody's talking about the weather, and everybody's just doing what you should be doing anyway, saying, hey, let's find out who's on the call and report in. And I'm sitting here listening and going, oh, perfect. I got Rita. I got Ralph. We got Dee. We've got Sandra. We've got Lori. We've got Pat and Delia, and Norma. I got Norma. And who else? And
Carol
Janet. Okay, hang on a second. Hang on, slow down, ladies. Hang on. Janice, I got to find Janice on my list here. Right there, and then Carol from Colorado, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I want to make sure I got the right Carol. There's a couple of you.
Anne from New Hampshire.
Anne, there's one I missed. Okay, Anne from New Hampshire. Bingo.
Suzanne from New Hampshire.
Suzanne. We got the trio, right? The trio of the ladies, the relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the fourth one that I think, was it Lola or Karen?
Karen.
Karen, okay. And is Karen with us this evening?
I don't know.
Okay. I've got these five ladies at the bottom, and I have a note written next to their names, and it says silent, because they're terrified that if I know that they're on the line, I'm going to make them talk. And so I have them in the silent category. Okay, so they don't have to speak.
They're silent, folks, huh? Well,
yeah.
Man, this is Julia. Today is Tyra Andrew's birthday, so if she gets on the line, we can...
I was just going to ask, is Tyra...
On
you?
Got on. Thank you.
Okay. Good evening,
yes.
Tyra.
Yes.
Okay.
It's her birthday today. Today is her birthday.
Yeah. Okay. And what about some of the other males besides Ralph? Larry
Happer.
Larry, there we go. Good. Okay. Okay. And my brother from Portland, Maine, Gary? No? Okay. Okay, anybody else I'm missing? Yeah, and the other neat thing about how great you guys are is that so many of you are so quick to respond via text saying, oh, Vance, we got this, and I won't be on the call. And I'm just like, this is wonderful. So that way we can focus on those of you who are. So first things first, on the count of three, because it's somebody's birthday, they're turning 27 again, right, for probably the... you know, 10th time or maybe 11th time or something. I don't know. Tyra is, well, you know, you can do it easy the other way. And Stacy says, you should stop doing that. And not right on the heels of stop doing that, you should stop asking ladies what they weigh. You're going to get slapped. And see, Sandra's laughing at me because I love talking about people's, you know, just the things that other people in other countries, they talk about it all the time. But we as Americans, we can't talk about these things, I guess not. But anyways, on the count of three, let's sing happy birthday to Tyra and then get into some fun stuff. Here we go. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Here we go. Now, Tyra, if you want to hear that obnoxious, disgusting birthday greeting again, that's why we record these calls.
So sweet, I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, Vance, were you asking how young I am?
No, I didn't, because I'll get in trouble. But if you want to divulge that, go right ahead.
I'm 62 and proud of it.
Absolutely. There we go.
Look it. Wow.
Yeah.
Go God. Go Nikon Supplements.
That's the beautiful thing. Yeah, no, and I'm excited about hitting the half-century mark here in a couple months, just because it is a half-century, and it's wonderful. Let's jump on in, because this topic that we're going to discuss tonight, and I do hope every single one of you, I'll give you a heads up of kind of what I was hoping that you'd be willing to share. Jeannie Zeeden, who is not on the call this evening, she texted me and said, Vance, I can't be on the call, but here's one family train I have lived with, is simply this: if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And another one is, pretty is as pretty does. You know, those are really good family trains that you want to, you know, jump on. And utilize those things. And we all have pithy sayings, but I'm talking about something. It really hit me hard yesterday morning on Father's Day, talking, you know, listening to Marty talk about his own father and then his own brother passing away. Because all of us, if we have a belly button, we have a mommy and a daddy. Okay? And maybe some of us weren't raised with them, or maybe some of us were. You know, there's all kinds of issues and, you know, different baggage that we bring, but we all learn something from our parental units, and that's what I want to talk about. But before we do that, let's, from memory, hopefully you're able to commit to memory the sixth part of the ICANN mantra, which starts out, my ICANN attitude gives me serenity. So on the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. My ICANN attitude gives me serenity. I know that in any moment I may face circumstance and challenge that I have absolutely no control over, but I know that the one thing I do control is my ICANN attitude. And make sure you put in there the one thing that I do have 100% control over, or of, is my ICANN attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And did anybody besides me have a moment in the last 7 days where you didn't quite manifest an ICANN attitude? Did anybody, because of circumstances or situations around you?
Of course not. How many
do
you want?
How many do you want? Yeah, there you go. I had one, and when I shared with my wife the next day about it, her eyes got really big. She said, "You said what to him? How did he respond?" It was like she was waiting with bated breath. And I said, "You know, we still haven't finished that conversation." And when he tried to bring it up, I shut him down, because when he brings it up again in the right setting, then I think we can finish that conversation. Because this has been stewing for a long, long, long time. And I reacted. I will admit I did react. However, I reacted and said 4 words, and then I walked away.
Vance, you're cutting out a lot.
Am I? Okay, let me do something right quick. Okay, so if you don't have any background noise and you're in an environment where it is pristine, like a soundproof room, please go ahead and hit *6 and join the conversation so you don't have to demute yourself. But if you have background noise, or if you're driving, keep it muted until you're ready to share. I think that may eliminate the cutting in and out on my line, because I am less than 8 feet from the base for the phone, and it's fully charged up, so it should be working fine. so it shouldn't cut out at all. Usually what happens is...
I'll go out in the hall.
The reverberation or the other people's cell phones that cut those things out. So, let's talk about those. Positive-negative trains. We're talking like Amtrak or Union Pacific. We all have them. Like Jeannie Zeden shared, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. That's a good train to, you know, remember. It's a good one to kind of latch on to. Yesterday for me, I'm going to go first and then we're going to open it up. Father's Day. I literally, when I sat down and wrote a note in my Father's Day card for my father, I was just overwhelmed with emotions because I still get to, on a daily basis, interact with him, and things that he taught me as a kid, I'm still remembering. Yet one of them, and I shared this with a prospect, I know this gentleman's going to develop into a customer today. We were talking about that. We were talking about the attitude that we have. And here's a guy who is like a founding member of AA and just a really neat, neat, sharp guy. But we were talking about the attitude and how we can have a proper attitude. And I said, you know, one of the trains, if I could call it that, that I don't get on, that I could have the same DNA as my father, is when he was on the boat racing circuit, and used to race boats semi-professionally, his nickname was Mean Denny. Literally. You can ask Herb Schoenfeld, or I can introduce you to several other people that would say, oh, yeah, yeah, before he became a Christian, before he had a divine encounter with the creator of the universe, when you saw Denny Rogers coming, you avoided him. You just went and hid. Well, here comes Mean Denny. Get out of his way. That was an attribute that I learned as an adult, that was who he was. Is it something that's noble? No. So I literally, last Friday, when I exchanged words, those four words that I said, and I don't regret saying them. I wish I would have had more time to finish out the conversation, but we didn't, and we will. But all of a sudden I thought, oh, that's a train that I probably don't want coming through my station anymore. And on a good note, though, when I look at all the other attributes that I learned from my father, one of the biggest ones, it's exactly what we're learning in ICANN. Ask questions, ask questions, ask questions. Get to know people. And my dad still does that today. So much to the point where people say, man, he asks a lot of questions. I didn't even get to ask any back. But he knows everything about me. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So we're talking about trains. Family trains.
My dad is a former.
Go ahead.
He always made a comment. He said, we always had plenty of food, no matter what. Our freezers were always full. So, no matter what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anyone that...
Go ahead, Delia. This is Delia from Berkeley. Oh, one of the things that I remember growing up is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you.
Okay.
This is Laurie. South Carolina.
Go ahead, Lori.
My parents were divorced. I was very young. I was about 9 years old. And so the train from my dad, who divorced my mom when I was young, that train is an absentee train. Still chooses not to be a part of our lives, no matter how hard I've tried over the years. And now I've let that train go. And I realize that it's okay to let the train go through and just let it pass. And then the father that was in my life is my uncle Paul. And he did what he could to be there. And when my husband and I just found out recently that the home we were renting, the folks were selling the land and the property, and it wasn't something we were able to buy, and we had to move out pretty quickly. I got on the phone with my uncle, and he's like, I know you and Terry will land on your feet. He said, don't let a little thing like getting kicked out of your home and you have no idea where you're going to move get you down. And right now we're living with friends, and we have found a place now. But at the time, we hadn't found a place. And one thing that he always said, and it's from the group Kansas, is he said, just carry on. Keep going. You know, it's that I can just keep going. Keep going forward. And he always, and for us, it's about God. He's like, you know, God's got this. You know, God's got it, and you know that already, and just carry on. So those are a couple of the trains in my life.
And here's a little homework assignment. Since the bulk of this call is ladies, I'm going to assign, you can go on YouTube and see this. The song originally by Carrie Livgren of the band Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son. Type in on YouTube, okay, Carry On My Wayward Son, but right after that, the name Rachel, Rachel. Okay, this was a Christian rock and roll band in the 90s, and since the bulk of the participants of the ICANN are ladies, I want you to see and listen how ladies sing the song, not Carrie Livgren, all right? And I think it'll add a new dimension, and when you listen to the lyrics, this is a homework assignment that I think it is really, really powerful. And I think you'll be energized by the Rachel Rachel version of it. Okay. And besides that, they're just, I mean, ladies singing, doing rock and roll, so much better than guys. I'll tell ya. I mean, anyways, little sidebar note, homework assignment. Okay? More trains. And these can be positive or negative.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hey, Vance, this is Ann.
Yeah.
And like Marty, I had a very similar experience with my dad, who is Lori's grandfather. When my husband and I had made it and had a beautiful home on the lake, my dad came up and called it the Taj Mahal in a very condescending attitude, and I was hurt, you know, but I know that he probably was proud of us and happy for us, but he just could not embrace a non-poverty mentality. And when Marty shared that, it just resonated with me and, you know, made me appreciate that I have to move on and be thankful for what we have and grateful and not get stuck.
Do you think, Lori, that affects you, or do you ever sense it is when you introduce somebody in the ICANN, knowing, because you've been around a long time, but knowing how valuable these products are at the prices that we can get them? Does that somehow sometimes creep into your mindset that, oh, these are too expensive? Yeah.
This is Ann. This is Ann, by the way.
I'm sorry, Ann. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's right. Yes, it does. And I have a presupposition of what those people may or may not afford. And I'm working real hard on not having that presupposition, just, you know, allowing them to make the decision whether or not they find it as a priority, no matter what their financial situation is. That they realize that their health is the most important thing. No matter how much money you have, you can't buy your health.
Right. Right. You know, something that my brother and I do on a regular basis just for sheer comic value, and we did this was it Thursday or Friday? We got back to the barn, okay, my parents' property, and I said, oh, we got to make sure we either don't tell Dad or tell Dad. But if you tell him, I want to be there just to see the reaction on his face, what the final bill was for a mutual friend. Dad still uses sheet metal prices from 30 years ago. So when we bid a job and we say, oh, the job's going to be, you know, plus or minus, you know, about this realm, he just freaks. I mean, it's like shove a whole lemon in the guy's mouth. I mean, his face goes into contortions, you know, bad words start coming out. And every single time we confront him head on and say, Dad, it is not 1985. Okay? Note to self, have you seen a calendar lately? So if you ever come across anybody who, and you have that perception that, oh, these products, I don't think they can afford them, or I love talking about the waterfall. Because when I say introduce somebody to it, I say, you know, my wife and I paid almost $400 for this thing. And that's the that was the wholesale price, because we're registered members with the company. Now customers, retail customers, can get it for 3.25. That right there gets rid of all of that negative, that stinking thinking real quick. More trains. I know there's plenty more in this group.
Hey, Vance, Tyra, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Tyra.
One thing my mom used to say, when you go to someone's house, make yourself useful. So when I go to someone's house, I'm looking around to see what I can do to help. Wash dishes, pick up something, go on an errand. But that's how we were raised, taking care of seniors. Cooking, cleaning, washing, doing whatever was needed in the community to help somebody. Help somebody, help somebody. On your way, along the way, help somebody.
And Tyra, I know the answer to this question, but I want to hear you share it. How does that apply to introducing people to NECAN?
In terms of solutions, people have issues, with health problems, and I say they're looking for some type of solution. But we have something to offer, you know, in every area of their, you know, if they're in terms of the wellness home and just living life to the fullest. I said we have something to offer.
Excellent. Okay. Some of you may need to demute your line by hitting star 6 if you haven't shared yet and you want to.
Janet,
go ahead.
Janet, I come up with a real negative train that I want to go right on by. You're never been as successful as you desire, and you'll always be a screw up. So I let this train go by.
Now, this is Janice, correct?
Yes.
Janice, are these words that were actually spoken, or are these words that the minions in your mind shared with you?
Yeah, it keeps going through my mind. You know, I'm just not as successful as I want to be, and I purposely put the words never and always in there, you know, just to enhance it. Because I've been successful in everything else I've done, and I really am successful in this business, just not where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I just let that train go by and say it's not true.
There you go.
Yeah. And I am praising God that I just lost my iPad as far as I can see, and I had all my files on there that I could listen to everything. So I'm praising God for that, and I know that it's going to change around soon.
You know, here's something that I don't think I've ever shared with the group. My great aunt, who is a mentor for my wife and I, she passed away just shy of her 96th birthday. And on her 95th birthday, she told the people that of the organization that she was running, on her 95th birthday, she said told everybody that she was going to be working from home because she had so much stuff to get done. She couldn't get it done with them always distracting her. And one of the greatest things that I remember learning early on was when her husband, my great uncle, passed away at the age of 66, and his brother passed away, and then my great-aunt's own brother, who was my grandfather, he passed away at 66. Her entire 65th year of life, she kept hearing these minions. She called it Satan himself. Would get in her head and say, yep, just like your husband, your brother, and your brother-in-law, I'm going to take you too at 66. Your days are numbered. I mean, it was like a battle constantly. And she would, just like what Janice said, she would just simply say, no, that's not true. That's a lie. That's not true. So she not only surpassed 66, she got another 30, almost 30 full years. And amazing, accomplished woman. Absolutely would blow your mind. So we just need to make a decision. When something creeps in there, we can simply say, no. My I can attitude does give me serenity. And that's why the memorization is so crucial. Does anybody want to share how they've been able to apply thus far these principles with customer acquisition in the last week, two, maybe 3 weeks? Whether it's an auto ship customer or a one-time order customer?
Well, Vance, this is Ann again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited because I was able to introduce the sleep system to someone who had really difficulty sleeping, and her husband snored, which when she finally went to sleep, they used to, she used to, you know, stay awake. And they demoed the sleep system, and both of them were thrilled. And I never would have approached them I approached her on the golf course. She happened to mention she wasn't sleeping, and I said, well, let's play our golf, and afterwards I'll tell you a little bit about what I have, and you can try it. And she tried it, and I think I may have mentioned this before, but they purchased the entire thing. Now, I had loaned out some water. I'd given her water as well, and she says, well, I'm not really ready to do the water, and then I got a text from her 3 days later, and she bought a waterfall. So I would never have approached her had I not had the confidence that this ICANN program has continued to give me. And I'm just grateful that you've brought it back. This is my third time doing it. And it just, it's easy. It just rolls right off, you know, my mouth. So thank you.
Hey, no, my pleasure. That's the fun thing about it is we all have those big, you know, things like, oh my goodness, the sleep system, it's an air unit, or the higher ticket items, the durables, the sexy items, as Marty called them. Because consumables are one thing, but a sleep system, that's an entirely different story. And we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to people to ask them. I just pulled this up and we get assigned customers from NECAN. Everybody should be getting leads from NECAN, especially those of us. I don't know if they implemented it for those of us who are quality enrolled, but when you pay your NECAN renewal, and that's $79, that means you automatically should be getting referrals or leads from NECAN where people just get assigned to you. I know I'm not the only one, but I wrote one of them the other day, one of these, because they ordered a shower head, and that's not really a typical first-time item that people would order. But I just simply asked her, this is my question, I'm always curious what your wellness journey has been thus far and why you chose the shower head. But I also put in there, not that you have to respond. Well, she did respond. This is not somebody that I know. And she said, thanks for reaching out to me. Our wellness journey began a few years ago when our son was diagnosed with autism. My research started off kind of light with a few dietary changes here and there. This past year has brought a whole new level of wellness that I've never thought of. After doing a lot of research on shower filters, I finally ordered the NECAN one mainly because it was recommended by someone whose expertise I trust. And then she went on to talk about this gal, and she said she's a nutritionist. And she said, I'll check out the drinking water system. Any thoughts on a good faucet filter for the sink? And I'm going, okay, if she's talking about an adapter or something to put on the sink, well, the waterfall, you don't need that. Because if it's coming through the tap, you can put it into the waterfall. So I spent some time this morning writing her a note, and I talked about Dr. Melanie Caldwell and her work with, well, children from it. And Sandra, what was the fact that you shared with me last night? What is the percentage of the number that Dr. Caldwell is now seeing? Is it every day or every week? How many new autistic kids she's are coming into her clinic? Well, it was astronomical. It was way above. So I don't know if we lost Sandra or not, but we can do these follow-up things. We just need to do them and keep doing them over and over and over. And I love what Ann shared a couple Saturdays ago, that when we keep doing them, it's just like it becomes easier and easier and easier, and our business grows. Our customer acquisition gets bigger. Our auto ship base gets bigger. That's what makes it fun.
This is Laurie.
Hey, Beth. Go ahead, Laurie, and then Larry.
Just a quick thing. Today, I was at Fort Jackson, and I didn't even realize that this was the brigade commander that I was talking with. He was in civilian clothes, and he came, and I had already showed the water to a couple of the people I was working with, and they're like, oh, you got to let him do it. So I let him do it, and he was immediately wowed. And then we started sharing, and I was listening to him and what his needs were, and he said, you know, I've really been focusing on my health. And I said, oh, I said, well, that's great. And he said, so what do you got? You know, and I just quickly shared, well, we have sleep, et cetera. He said, stuff for sleep. He said, is it expensive? And I said, well, are you willing to invest into your health? I said, because, and then I showed him a picture of me, 105 pounds more than I am now. And he looked at me, he goes, oh, my gracious. I said, it's worth it. I said, and yes, it's a little bit, yeah, you might think it's expensive. I said, but it's really not. And I just listened to Dave Johnson talking about, well, this is how you handle it if they say, is it expensive? And he was like, oh, okay, great. You know, and the other thing is with this ICANN, I have confidence in our products. I have such confidence now that I didn't have before, that I always knew. But now I'm saying it, and I know it, and I believe it, and I feel it. And I think he felt that as well today when I said, it's an investment, and this is the best of what you will ever see in a waterfall. This is the best sleep system, you know? And he believes what I was saying because I really, really felt it. So it's a game changer. ICANN is a game changer.
That is so incredibly cool. Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention the thing about customers and keeping informed about how to use the different products and stuff. And it happened with one of my reluctant consultants that starting to warm up a little bit. They've had some really good success with quite a few of the products, and I called her about confirming for a meeting that we were having tonight, which she's not going to make, but she had a really good reason for it. On Thursday, she fell and cracked a rib right under her left breast, and she's not that old, and I was kind of surprised that it happened, but yeah, anybody can fall, believe me. I just asked a question after she explained it to me. I said, what options are you looking at with NECAN? Because I knew that if she found one that worked, believe me, she would go for it. And she said, well, I'm just sleeping on the sleep system and the throw and the stuff we have here. And I said, well, you know what a Magflex is? And she said, no, I don't think I do. And I said, well, I'm wearing one right now because of my back. And I said, we've got an extra one here. I said, why don't I just run it over to you? It was about her bedtime, but I could tell she was not looking forward to laying down because she said when she gets up in the morning, it hurts so bad. And I went in there, ran in last night, took her the tape, a new roll of tape, which she purchased on the spot, and the Magflex with the belt. And we got her size right for the belt. And so I just had to find out how things went this morning, and I gave her a call, and she also said she needed to see a chiropractor. And I said, well, that may be so, too. But I said, this might at least let you sleep better. And she's got an awful lot of responsibilities that she's got to continue there with a bunch of young men she's caring for in her home. And so anyway, long story, but I called her this morning and I said, how did it work? She says, Larry, it worked really pretty well. She said, the pain was probably half what it was when I got up yesterday morning. And but she said, the darn thing transferred down to my lower right back, the opposite side. I said, listen, you took a pretty good whiplash when you hit the ground. Or hit the stairs where she broke her rib. And I said, I think your chiropractic idea is a pretty good one. She says, well, I put some tape on it anyway. I'm going to see how that works.
You know, and, Larry, if you can... Yeah, go ahead.
My husband's recovering from 6 fractured ribs from a week ago. And what we did is we used the pillowcase, you know, and he lived with it in the hospital. I didn't tell him what it was for, but he just was attached to it like a baby blanket, and it makes a big difference also. Because it wraps around the area.
I was hoping that somebody else besides myself would speak up and share anything. I broke my ribs twice, and the first time I did not have Nican, the second time I did. And, oh, my goodness, was I so grateful for that. Back then we called it the Kinko Flex. That was a game changer. And now I would definitely, exactly like what she said, Larry, make sure you use the tape and, you know, using the pillowcase. And if you don't have one, I don't have any, but I know Mom and Dad have some, so. Don't wait for her to order it to come in. Go get it and then say, Char, I'll pay it back. Where do I find it? Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead.
It's Sandra, we had 2 phones open and I was trying to unmute and that was my problem of getting back on. But the statistics from Dr. Melanie Caldwell are every day in her office she sees up to 4 brand new children, babies, sometimes little wee ones, who are autistic or somewhere on that autism spectrum. And she said it is horrible. And what we also saw recently was people saw where they had put a line through the wires for reception for the cell towers and stuff. And on that side where the wires were, the trees are dying. She said the toxicity is really bothering children. And she said every day in her office, she sees brand new onsets of epilepsy and autism.
Yeah, and you guys, I don't know if we need to be more zealous.
I'm not sure.
But there's a lawsuit that just was filed here in Oregon, and Stacy opened it up because I can't remember how many people, but they filed a class action lawsuit against Monsanto. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but some of these were former employees of one of their affiliate companies here in Oregon, and then others. And it is huge, absolutely huge. And, again, our culture is going so fast the wrong direction that we have to be a little bit more vigilant when we're sharing our ICANN attitude and out there presenting these products, these solutions. To people. I did it today. with a gentleman who is a very, very successful shoe salesman. And I was just so grateful to God that I got another opportunity to get in front of him. Because I sent him some information based on a conversation, and he didn't look at it. He said, yeah, I got that on my computer. And I said, Dave, it's only 4 minutes long. Really? And I said, let me show you. And I pulled my shoe off. I said, you're a shoe guy. You sold shoes for decades. Let me just show you what I'm trying to explain to you, because I'm not doing a very good job. I did the energy test. He was blown away. His wife comes out in the garage, and I pulled my Magplex out. She just recently had back surgery, and she's not recovering very well. And I said, Dave, I want you to wash this off, and I want you to see how I put it in my back. I want you to do this for your wife. And he got excited because I was leaving with him a gift. But I don't, you know, because he said, yeah, we can't do... Three times in our conversation, he said, oh, yeah, well, I did this. Well, my wife, you know, Diane couldn't go because, well, she can't sit that long. Well, Diane wanted to do that, but she couldn't because, you know. And I finally looked at him and said, Dave, if I heard you correctly, you said three different times that you did that by yourself and Diane couldn't go with you. That's not right. So, I mean, it cost me loaning a Magplex, which will force me on Friday or Saturday to do a follow-up call and say, hey, Dave, what? Anything, you notice anything? What's going on? And I did tell her, I said, I need you to do me one big favor, Diane. I said, I need you to drink way more water than you ever normally do. Well, that's going to be a no-brainer because we're going to hit 90-some degrees on Wednesday, and people are going to think they're dying. I mean, we here in the Northwest, when the temperature gets above 75, people, it's, well, there's a reason why we have the naked bike ride every summer. Okay, downtown Portland, and thousands of people ride bikes with no clothes on is because they think it's just too hot. And you can read about it if you don't believe me. So, before we digress and I tell you more terrible things that happen here with all the crazy folks that we get to live with, anybody else got anything you want to share or add to the content of tonight's call?
I do.
Go ahead, Sandra.
What I've noticed is I am far more confident in being more straightforward. I am able to say more clearly what it is I really need to say, because if I'm beating around the bush, people don't necessarily catch on. So yesterday I was talking to somebody, or the day before yesterday, and she said something about price. I said, now, if you really want to be healthier, we know that this will work because there's even a phenomena, and you can Google it, called magnetic deficiency syndrome. And so that is what this has done for me. I'm speaking more clearly, more directly, but still politely, and it's working.
Yeah, that's exactly what all of us should remember. And if you've not ever read, you can order it from Amazon. Order Herb Rapp's book, Fit to Win. It is awesome. Absolutely awesome. Hey, and speaking of Herb Rapp, he shared a quick testimony this morning.
Yes, that was phenomenal.
110 degrees in Las Vegas right now, where Herb is the head tennis pro at Bally's Resort and Fitness. And all these young guys that he's giving tennis lessons to, the conversation comes up. You know, it's 110 degrees. Did I say that yet? It's 110 degrees. And they're out on the tennis court, which is hot. And if they don't ask, Herb bridges the subject and say, you ever wonder how an old guy like me at 7 years of age can keep up with someone, you know, that's less than half my age? He says, right here. And he shows them the water bottle. Well, what's that? Well, it doesn't have all the chemicals in it that those Gatorades and those other sports drinks and those other energy drinks in it. He uses what, you know, what God put in this. And he had, I think it was five people, one person he met. Oh, he was voting. That's what it was. He was voting, and he asked the guy working at the voting booth, he said, did you have to go to school? Did you enjoy this job? You know, or something like that. And the guy said, no. And somehow a physical ailment came up. Herb did a quick energy test, and the guy got so excited, and Herb said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you if you like what you're seeing, why don't you call a few of your friends and come over to my house? I live just a few minutes away. I'd love to show you what this stuff's all about. And I can't remember if it was that day or first thing the next day, the guy called and said, I got five of my friends together. When can we come over? The difference is that Herb stepped out of the box and just asked a question. Address that fear factor. Address it with a vengeance and tackle it. And it's amazing what happens. And that, what Sandra's talking about, speaking with, you know, more boldness, more confidence, is absolutely huge. So, on that note, aside from the homework that Marty assigns with lesson number 9, that is the next lesson we'll be listening to. I know, we only have, well, let's see, 9, 10, and 11, because 12 is more of a review, a recap of the whole thing. Three lessons left, folks. But please, listen to that song on YouTube, Carry On, My Wayward Song, Son, excuse me. And the band is called Rachel, Rachel. Yes, it is rock and roll, so some of you may not like it at all, but I think if you understand it and listen to it lyrically, it's really, really powerful. Really a lot of fun, too. So, on that note, I need to get cleaned up because we have a special guest arriving in 40 minutes by the name of Mr. Dennis Williams. And I look forward to chatting with you next Monday night, if not before. And special late-breaking news announcement, the dynamic females that are part of ICANN, Anne, Auntie Anne, and Lori will be sharing this Saturday morning. If you were on last Saturday, I know that I arranged right at that point to talk to Verl, the Verl host, Triple V, talk about water, but we'll get Verl to share either next week or soon thereafter when he's available. But Auntie Anne and Lori are going to be sharing their wellness journey when it comes to weight shedding, weight donation, weight. Not loss. We don't talk about weight loss, but about weight giving up to never have it return. So if you've got anybody that you know that would like to be, well, they'd like to have a little bit less of them to love, invite them Saturday morning because I think they're going to, well, I know they're going to thoroughly enjoy it. So have a great evening, everybody. Thank you so very, very much. Keep memorizing, keep reciting. This stuff pays off big time. Okay? We'll talk to y'all real soon. Good night, everybody.